It's 2021. People can acquire self-driving cars, eat burgers made out of plants, even fly to space in rocket ships if they have the money for it. So if you could do all this futuristic stuff today, the very least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan or device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
My wife bought home some tasty popcorn the other night.
Yeah.
Spicy popcorn?
Yeah, I like that.
Colorado Jack is the brand name. So I'm looking at the bag saying, I wonder what part of Colorado they make Colorado Jack
in. Of course you'd be into that.
Yeah. And no, they make Colorado Jack in Leeds, North Dakota.
There you go.
And then it occurred to me, you know, I think I drove by that place about 400 times. And yeah, it's 40 miles from Rugby.
Everything's a lie.
Yeah.
Now you can go and see how the Colorado Jack is made in North Dakota.
I think somebody brought home some Colorado Jack caramel popcorn.
Yeah,
here
they
recently,
make all
and
kinds.
And that was really good.
So not only does the Colorado Jack popcorn come from North Dakota, so does that, what's the addictive pretzels?
Oh, the Dots.
Dots.
Yeah.
That's a North Dakota product as well.
Be North Dakota proud, Todd. Other
I
than
am.
That, other than that, that state sucks ass, right?
Well, it's finally getting good.
Yeah.
It sucked for a lot of years, but it's coming on with the snacks now.
It is. We're bringing the snacks.
Snack Central.
You invite North Dakota, they bring the snacks. That's how it is? Okay.
Today is the business of popping corn day.
Oh.
The business.
That's popcorn.
Yeah. Is it big business?
Popcorn.
Yeah. It's like James Brown.
Right. Yeah. The first commercial popcorn machine. The company was founded on today's date.
Is
in
there
1885.
A special sort of corn they use for popcorn?
Yeah.
Is it just called popcorn?
I don't know.
Right, because your regular kernel corn
but
won't
it is
do
a
that.
Special yeah. kind of corn. Yeah. I don't know what they call
but
it.
But I thought that you know, of a farmer's grew popcorn.
They do.
When corn
yeah,
you know, wasn't you
corn doesn't pop.
Say corn, you know, you're not making that much, you know, the corn prices are down. So they'll grow a little popcorn. And that's a whole different market.
I like popcorn whole. Here, play that. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is a special kind of corn.
Yeah.
That has a really weird name that I'm not even going to attempt.
Yeah. I mean, we probably got some guy.
Popping corn right now.
Yeah. Well, I think pretty sure it's harvested by now.
The only one that has the ability to pop and turn into a delicious snack.
Do the other farmers look down on you?
If you're a popcorn guy?
Yeah. Good question.
Well, depends on what you get for it. I mean, if it's a lucrative crop, then they can.
I'm sure there's a
pound sand.
We have a lot of farmers listening to this program. Is there a caste system? Do the real corn guys laugh at the popcorn guys?
Johnson's growing popcorn over there.
Look down their nose. Yeah, he couldn't hack it. He had to grow popcorn.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
popcorn good is them. Good, though, man.
I always think of James Brown when I hear popcorn.
As snacks go, that's pretty low-cal, isn't it?
Yeah, unless you put a lot of butter and salt on it.
Unless you make it yummy.
Yeah.
So makes it good. Yeah.
You're right. You mentioned the caramel stuff and all the flavor stuff is not good for you.
Yes, if
you
popcorn just... is the perfect vehicle for butter and salt.
That's right. Yep.
But if you just popped the popcorn and skipped the butter and the salt and all the other fun stuff, it'd probably be great for you, but it'd also suck.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on it.
That's good.
A lot of things are good on there.
Oh, yeah.
However, few are better than... butter and salt.
Right.
You throw a little garlic salt on there. That's kind of fun. Make it a little savory.
You guys are fancy.
You are.
Parmesan cheese and garlic on your popcorn.
Gourmet.
Well, I always describe Puss and Todd as fancy.
Yeah. Many people do.
All the time.
Yeah, sometimes we got to dial it back. We're a little too fancy for our own good.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you have a dog treat next to your Parmesan cheese popcorn.
That's fancy.
Yeah, those could be spiced up, too. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
A lot of them are kind of bland.
Put them in the oven, melt some cheese on top of them.
Oh,
that seems like a dipping sauce situation.
Good idea. These are all good ideas. I'm writing all these down.
Dip the dog snacks in like some barbecue or something.
Good idea. It's Christmas.
Make that part of the charcuterie board.
The more you keep eating that, the more you're going to hear this.
Damn you, fat bitch.
Maybe a nice stone-ground mustard on your jerky treat.
What a cute kid.
Yeah, all kinds of correspondence.
Hope she gets to hear herself on the radio.
It's a separate breed of corn.
Damn you, fat bitch.
Right. There's another kid in the background, too. You hear that? Yeah.
That's his dancing.
I know.
I love when kids swear.
I know.
My wife always got pissed at me when our kids were swearing because I would be laughing. She'd be like, it's not funny. I'm like, nah, actually,
it is.
Pretty funny.
It's funny.
Yeah. At 12, almost 13, our daughter has pretty much adopted it around the house, and that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Our youngest has too.
Yeah. As long as she's using it in context, that's fine.
Yeah. My son's a potty mouth.
I don't know when they started it in my house. I don't think they ever got scolded. Yeah.
First time we ever heard my son's, he was probably like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
He like dropped like a bottle of ketchup out of the fridge or whatever.
It, so use it in proper context.
Yeah, and he was just like,
was it S or was it F?
He was like, F, just yelled it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ha, ha, ha. My wife's like, what are you saying? And I'm like, this is the best.
So she's slapping the crap out of both of you for different reasons.
Now we're gonna,
I'm pretty sure S was all of my kids. You know, like they would drop something.
It's going to be a new one for kids now. They're going to drop stuff now and yell this.
Suck it, Jesus.
There you go.
They should.
Yeah, start that up, kids.
Those kids will.
Yeah.
Because it's burned into their brain.
Yeah.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
Get you in the holiday spirit this morning.
Those two are a future comedy team.
Right? I like they are. They're pretty
good timing.
They bounce real well off each other.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for this one.
God's in my butt right now.
No.
We won't play that.
We probably shouldn't do that.
I want to hear it, but I won't play it.
I got a Facebook message from a guy that's like, you sure you don't want that? And I'm like, you could record it, but there's no way it's going to get played.
We're not playing it.
He got a hold of me, too. And I said, yeah, we'll listen to it. He was the same guy that has a Google Drive full of his exes.
Oh.
We'll share that.
Naked stuff?
Yeah.
I'll send those.
Because we had that discussion a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. I said, yeah, they won't go anywhere. And they won't. We'll look and delete.
And get boners.
Maybe.
Chub right up, man.
That's key.
Chub right up. That's
Did you get a boner?
Yeah.
This chub is outstanding.
And what Nick just said stuck to the tape.
I didn't hear what he said.
It was a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
This chub is outstanding.
I was looking through the computer the other day and found that. That's Tony Romo talking about his boner.
I think I was watching a Browns game here sometime recently that he was calling.
That's where it came from.
There was something else.
Another chub one?
It's just
chub up the middle.
They're right there.
Yeah, chub on the outside. Chub is down.
Well, and he's a running back, so you
know. I know.
You know,
a lot of different ways.
Chubb pounds it up the middle. Right. You know, something like that. You know,
it's tough to take down Chubb.
Chubb needs to keep his helmet up.
Just give it a few minutes.
It goes down the middle.
That's a good one.
You'd almost have to try to avoid it as an announcer.
I want to hear him being injured and say, you don't need you can't have half a Chubb out there. That's what I want to hear.
You want Chubb at 100%.
Yeah. Can't have half a Chubb out there.
Mm.
And again, we're seeing more stories about counterfeit bills showing up in places.
But these
counterfeit bills are for movies. They all say for movie purposes only.
Yeah.
And people keep taking them.
Yeah, people are dumb.
Yeah, my wife got caught with one, but it was a movie one, you know.
Well, the stories I keep seeing, this latest one out of Kentucky, and they're all over. They actually say, "Hey, look out for the counterfeit bills," because they say they're counterfeit on them.
Yeah, movie purposes, right? I think the back of them say that.
Yeah, for motion picture purposes only.
It says that specifically.
Yes,
like in big capital letters.
Yep, it does.
Apparently, not big enough.
That's got to cost people their jobs. If you work at a store or something, do you accept that?
a job they really don't care about.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say.
Nothing says, I don't care about
my
job.
Well, first of all, if you confront the guy, then are you afraid of somebody doing something to you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You know, if you're $10 an hour is saying, yeah, thanks, sir.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot of checkers that just don't care,
right?
They're just like, well, they don't even look. They probably don't even realize that they took it. They're just like, yeah, whatever, here.
So once in a while, you give somebody $100 still, they'll take that, if you have $100 or a $50 bill you get out of an ATM or something like that, they will mark it, you know.
Yeah. I always get nervous when they pull out that pen.
I know, me too.
I'm like, God, somebody is this fake?
I know, somebody slipped me a bad $100 and I'm screwed.
It's Kevin James from a movie set.
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't your wife?
$5 bill.
Get a hold of a bad one?
Yep.
And a cop kneeled on her neck for like 8 hours?
No, she was a middle-aged, well, I shouldn't call her middle-aged. She was a white woman. And what time is it? Yeah, I shouldn't say that. She was a white woman. And they said, yeah, we'll call you if we need you.
Oh, none of that happened?
Walgreens.
I thought it was routine that if you passed a bad bill, a cop kneeled on your neck.
If you're a black man.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Not a white woman.
Oh, man, you threw that in reverse quick.
Not at a white woman in the western part of our city gets away with passing a $5 fake.
A woman in her mid-20s. Maybe late 20s, but that's it.
Yeah, but I'm not pulling that anymore.
No, especially...
That ain't helping either, is it? None of this is helping.
That was worse than the first thing.
That was worse.
Yeah, but see, I'm not trying to help.
Yeah.
Because if you rewind...
I'm not pulling that anymore.
He mentioned something about a 19-year-old
daughter.
That was
a lot worse, man. Yeah. Oh, I did have a 19-year-old daughter. Yeah. Yeah. Today. Yeah. All right, I'm confused now. But you're right, Nick. I think my second line was worse than my first.
Yeah.
I should have stuck with middle age and moved on. Right.
The $2 Small Me Cafe is the answer to your day. The question is whether you go with a rich caramel frappe paired with a warm cinnamon roll, a sweet caramel macchiato paired with a blueberry muffin made with real blueberries, or a hot chocolate paired with a classic apple fritter. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Don't worry, there's never a wrong choice. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer.
36-year-old man out of Maryland charged with stealing.
I blame puss. I'm going to tell my wife that.
Eh, whatever.
Only if she asks.
For me to get out of trouble, that was puss that did that.
Man out of Maryland charged with stealing erectile dysfunction and insomnia medications from a grocery store.
There Mark you go.
This chub is outstanding.
Yeah. So he wants to have a boner and be sleeping?
Who doesn't?
Mark Shuda. Charged with a count of theft in connection with the incident at the Giant food store, the grocery store, when he was informed by the pharmacist that his health insurance would not cover the $350 cost for the medications, he just grabbed them and ran.
Good for him.
I need a boner, man. I'm out of here.
That stuck to the case.
We'll take a kid can say that, too, if they want.
Medicine shouldn't cost that much anyway.
Nick sprained his neck looking at me on that one.
That's right. It shouldn't be that expensive.
No, it shouldn't be. Well, a lot of times insurance does cover because old white men
run
Congress, right?
Well, it's generic now, too.
Right.
I forget what the name of the generic one is, but I think it's pretty cheap. Yep. It shouldn't cost you $350.
No.
Did you get the Viagra brand?
Puss?
Because I think that'll cost you. I think they even make generic Cialis now.
Well, that's when you...
the patent ran out.
You sit in the tub and
ago.
When you're walking down the street with your wife and you see somebody at a restaurant you have to say hi to, the boner can wait.
Right.
That commercial, I like that commercial.
And then you can sit in the...
By the way, I'm going home to get laid. I'm just waving to that couple.
I want to see the other one where the guy's just trying to hide the boner. Like, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't think the insurance covers the clawfoot tubs that you have to
have. Several ones, too.
Outdoor clawfoot tubs.
Isn't that the tagline for the commercial? Cialis, the boner can wait?
The boner can wait. They're walking down the street and see a couple in a restaurant. Right. They know. They stop and have, we got to go say hi to them.
No, we don't. Just keep waving and move on.
That boner will still be there.
If you're that couple, you're like, if you're the couple they stopped and talked to, you could have just said hi and walked on by.
Yeah.
Well, the guys will agree to that.
I think we don't need to see that.
The girl's going to go,
That's a selling point for the Viagra.
Right.
Hey, you don't have to talk to these assholes.
Right, because
your boner can't wait.
Thank you.
Right, because they don't want
to
see it.
You don't have to talk to these assholes who are your friends because the boner can't wait. I'm with you. That commercial's
but the commercial doesn't tell you how good of friends they are. They might just be some somebody your wife knows.
It is something your wife. That's who it is. That's why they're stopping.
And then the guy's
if it's a
like,
guy, you're saying, "Hey, Jim, say what's up." Guy goes somewhere. Yeah. See you later.
Tip of the hat. Yeah. Move on.
Yep.